This podcast is supported by FedEx. FedEx offers fast delivery, more visibility, simple returns, and weekend home delivery to 98% of the U.S. population on Saturday and 50% on Sunday. With FedEx, you get picture proof of delivery, ensuring you always know where your package is. Returns are simple with packageless and paperless returns. Plus, FedEx Ground is also faster to more locations than UPS Ground. See the FedEx service guide for delivery information. So, what are you waiting for? See what FedEx can do for your business. Absolutely, positively, FedEx.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of the hunt. But are you getting the thrill of the best deals? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love with the most savings and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores, like Urban Outfitters, Fenty Beauty, and Expedia. And even stack sales on top of cash back. It's easy to use, and you get your cash back through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app and never miss a deal. Or go to Rakuten.com to start getting the most bang for your buck. That's Rakuten.
Welcome to the Nerds Podcast number 428. We just put up a new episode of All-Star Celebrity Bowling on YouTube.com/Nerdist. Go there and click subscribe. It's a Team Jimmy Fallon. So it was Fallon and Steve Higgins and AD Miles and Questlove bowling against myself and Seth Herzog, who does warm-up for Fallon and who also does Just Cause for us sometimes, and Jonathan Colton and, all caps, Neil deGrasse Tyson. Bowling. It makes sense. A physicist bowling. It's all about momentum and rotation and distribution of energy. And so why would you not want an astrophysicist on your team to calculate all of that to the most precise degree? So check that out. YouTube.com/Nerdist. Also, At Midnight on Comedy Central is currently on the air. So watch that Monday through Thursday after Colbert. And Talking Dead is also back coming up this Sunday. Marilyn Manson's going to be on the episode talking about Walking Dead episode number 3 of season 4. I'd like to thank HostGator for sponsoring this episode of the Nerdist Podcast. HostGator will host any size site that you want. Shared hosting, VPS, dedicated servers, whatever you need. They can move your site over for you if you need to transfer. Go to HostGator.com. Grab a .net if you want to. .net's a really good way to get a domain that maybe .net or, you know, or .tv or probably not .gov. Unless you're the .prez, then maybe you can get that. But HostGator has everything you need to offer premium web hosting at low, low, low costs. Go over to HostGator.com right now, buy some hosting, get some .NETs, use a coupon code NERDIST to get an extra 30% off and support this show. Head over to HostGator.com, let them host your website, use the coupon code NERDIST, get an extra 30% off, and support this very program. Thanks to HostGator for their support. I would also love to give a huge shout-out to my pal Rob Zombie, who, if you are in the Southern California area, Rob Zombie's Great American Nightmare is a massive, like, triplex haunted house experience at the Fairplex in Pomona. It goes October 10th through November 2nd, Thursdays through Sundays, and it's amazing. There's 3 haunted houses. I know Rob's going to be doing a show there near the end of the run. I think maybe actually even November 2nd, but follow Rob Zombie on Twitter. There is actually a House of 1,000 Corpses maze, and I saw some pictures of me in the maze with Dr. Satan. Dr. Satan! Ah! So check it out. Rob Zombie's Great American Nightmare. If you go to greatamericannightmare.com, you can get tickets to that. So say hi to Rob for me, because I miss that guy. It's a hostful episode.
How come there's not a lot of hostfuls up in America, Zodwick?
Well, boys of the internet, it's because we've had a lot of episodes that essentially we recorded a bunch of podcasts. And it's a busy time of the year for people. They have a lot of stuff premiering in the fall, movies, television shows. And so everyone's like, oh, come on your podcast, but it's got to go up this Wednesday or this Friday or this Monday. So we haven't really been able to slot them in. And with the At Midnight TV schedule that Matt's writing on as well, it's been a little hard for Matt and Jonah and I to all get together because Jonah's been touring a bunch too. So, but we will regulate that. You will get more regular hostfuls coming on in the near future. So please enjoy this episode of the Nerdist Podcast number 428, Hostful Goodness. We recorded this one a little while ago. I don't even remember what we talked about in this one. Katie, do you remember? We were probably just shitting on each other for something or other, but in a loving way. And then we hugged each other through the poop. So we just basically mashed all the shit up together in a big hug. I think a shit hug is the best way to describe a Hostful podcast. Hashtag shit hug.
Now entering Nerdist.com.
I knew there was something very Matt inside there.
You fucking jerk, start without me?
Yeah. No, we were just talking about football, so obviously not.
The big game there.
Football. I get it. You don't like sports. Why do you have to bring it up all the time?
It's really rude.
It is rude.
I can't hear anything. Which one is one? Jamming on the one. Jamming.
Jamming on the ones.
One man jam.
Bruce.
Oh, sorry.
I texted Jonah why I think one of the reasons why I think Bruce Gutter is so funny.
Yeah.
He's the vocal equivalent of a fart. His voice is like a human fart.
I don't condone that.
Oh, so I'm gonna tap you on the shoulder and then you can just be like, huh? And it'll sound farty. Excuse me.
Huh?
That was a nice one. A little just squeaker. Just went
How
out.
Dare you? I am an actor.
You guys smell that?
Yeah.
It's Bruce. It's Bruce Gutter.
Wow, we haven't done a Hostful in a while.
Not since Canada, right?
No, we did one since we got back from Canada.
Oh, did we?
Yeah, it just hasn't gone up yet because...
Oh, really?
Well, by the time this goes up, it'll go up.
Oh, okay.
Don't put it up.
Just leave it.
I'm not going to waste content.
We're in a society where we waste everything.
What if I was like, Chris, you can either have this drink of beer or waste content.
Oh.
Oh, no. No, I'm taking the beer away. Yeah. Taking the beer away. Yeah.
I wonder if I'm a month away from 10 years.
Old you with alcohol is like new you with content. No. Don't want to waste any of it.
I see what you're saying. Yeah. No, I get what you're saying.
Once he starts, he can't stop.
We should make a podcast about that.
Right.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
See, Chris has a new job, new game show.
I know.
Coming to
NBC.
How's that make you feel?
I mean, look, I mean, you know, sure, why shouldn't he host everything? You know, it's like...
Well, I mean, right after the show, I'm sure there's a time slot open, you could talk about it.
Talking million second game.
It's NBC. They don't have a lot going on.
Oh yeah, I was.
Guys, tune into Style Network, everybody. Did you hear that?
Style Network is
going to be
G4
Esquire.
Is not going away. Apparently,
G4 stays.
Esquire is taking over Style Channel.
Oh weird. Wait. Yeah.
What?
Then what's G4?
All
then?
Of these emotions I went through.
I thought they already changed the bug and everything.
No, we don't know.
They didn't change the bug yet.
But they did. Esquire did take over G4's Twitter account. So
yes.
They got the 1.5 million followers on Esquire.
So wait.
Let's talk it out, John.
Okay.
What do you want to know?
So it's the Style Network.
Yeah, Style
so
Network.
So that's like a
Juliana's show.
Yeah.
A couple other somewhat popular shows.
Is Joan Rivers on there or is she on E?
No, her half-hour show that's not Fashion Police
is on Style.
Style,
okay.
I believe, yeah.
So it's not that far of a jump for that audience.
Right. Well, what they're trying to do, from what I read, is
make it male.
Male skew, because E and Bravo already female skew.
Yeah.
So they're like, let's just shovel this.
Well, the thing about Style Channel is that there are YouTube channels that kick the fuck out of the Style. Like, the Style Channel has maybe, you know, 500,000 viewers or less, but then you can go to, like, Michelle Phan's YouTube makeup channel, and she's got, like, 4 million subscribers.
Well, it's because she gives helpful hints.
I know. So the point is, why would you pay for a channel that's part of a package if you could just go on YouTube and...
Come on.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Let's be honest here. It's a great... television is still viable, right?
I fucking hope so, because I'm still working in it. Hey, guys.
Wait, I'm not. YouTube, guys, go to it.
This waterfall's still safe to swim in, right? You guys don't smell methane, do you?
Are you?
I think it's fine.
Yeah.
I like TV.
I'm on board with it.
I still like TV, too.
I don't like the new digital TV model.
You know what's on TV? Ray Donovan.
Ray Donovan.
Oh, why would you do that, Matthew?
It's because he's...
It's the new... Ray Donovan's the new Dave Matthews Band.
No, except Ray Donovan's watchable.
Yeah, Ray Donovan's really good.
Even I didn't.
And also, it's fucking... Listen, you're not, you don't understand until you become a Donna fan. When Donna fans unite... You know, you'll know what I mean when I'm fucking talking about God's hashtag God save Bunchy.
Okay.
Hashtag RIP Bridget.
Okay, so here we go. So the
you don't
so
mess with selfie.
I'm gonna do the after show. It's gonna be Ray Donna vamping.
Oh boy,
Ray Donna vamp. Well, I Mindy Kaling and I did a back and forth of talk shows of after shows last night. Mad mentions someone else came up with online on Twitter, but I pitched a Tell on Wheels. Obviously, Doctor
like
Who
it.
Was one.
Yeah.
Downton Blabby, we said before. Yeah. Board Talk Yak Pyre is one
it.
That I'm working on. Yeah. Game of Throne Versations.
Ooh, I got one. I got one.
Discuss Sons of Anarchy.
Later with Carson Daly.
Wait a minute.
Oh, wait, he left that, didn't he? Isn't that show done now, too?
Oh, I don't know. I'm not way up on
I'm not done.
Stuff.
Dexterity. Sherloquacious.
Wait,
just defiled for Timothy Oliphant.
Gonna have like to dexterity. Say dexterity. It doesn't really have anything to do with the conversation.
Dexterity,
dexter.
But that's like the that's,
yeah dexter. I mean, you just we have to change it.
Well, I'm glad we're debating this thing that's ever actually going to happen. Dex.
I'm just trying to fucking find holes in the joke, Brian. Because dexterity has nothing to do with having a conversation.
Yeah, it really doesn't.
But it's dexterity, like you're sort of adjectifying Dexter.
Can't talk your way out of this.
Wait, not like the word dexterity. It just sounds like that word. What's the words you're putting together now?
Dexter.
Oh, so you're
and,
spelling it Dexter itty.
Yeah, Dexter itty. But you're calling
I don't
it dexterity.
Like it. I still don't like it.
Jonah's taking a sip. Thinking about it, letting it digest, and the ruling is
no.
Ah, fuck!
What else you got?
Nothing. That you just toppled my
no,
house of cards.
No.
Oh,
what's
wait,
the house of cards?
What's the house? You're gonna put all the conversations up at one at a time.
House of cards. That one will be called Full House.
No, you can't
see, you're
do
still
that.
Starting
you can't
to. You were.
That.
You started off so strong.
I'm not gonna lie to you, Marge. Silence.
Oh my god,
the Futurama thing was. I'd never met Matt Groening before.
Oh, what is? Where have you been?
You met him?
Yeah.
When?
At, like 2 years ago.
Oh.
At Gelada?
You fucking.
Oh, really?
You sycophant hipster? I met him like 2 years ago.
Yeah, you know, at a restaurant.
That's right. He
not
has,
on
he,
something I hosted.
He drew Bart on his receipt, and they have it framed on the wall.
Yeah. He said something that freaked me out. That's going to sound like a humble brag, but I don't give a shit because it fucking
this.
Freaked me
Where
out.
Where is it? Ready? Here it is. Chris Hardwick, you're great at.
He said, I'm really enjoying your book.
Oh, that's great.
I was like,
that's awesome.
I go, what do you mean? Like, my brain didn't even process it right away. And I go, what do you mean? And he was like, oh, I'm reading The Nerdist Way. It's really good. And I was like,
wow.
And that's where I could not suppress the fan, like the poor guy. I said goodbye to him like five times when I was
you
leaving.
You should sign a copy of it for him and like draw Ren and Stimpy.
Well,
like, these are my actual favorite cartoons.
I said like I would have sent you a, like I don't know why the first thing I was like I would have sent you a copy and he was like come on. But yeah, that sort of freaked me out because even just before The Simpsons, I was like Life in Hell, you know, was like that was one of the things I binded my comedy identity to in high school was Life in Hell and Love is Hell and all the books and it was in a weekly Denver newspaper called Westward and
it was
so,
in all the weeklies.
So that was mine was Westward. It was you know Life in Hell and Zippy the Pinhead. Were two of the comic strips that I fucking worshipped.
That's awesome.
Did you tell him that like you liked anything he did?
Yeah, I think I made that pretty clear.
Oh, good, good.
Yeah,
I'm glad.
I think I made that pretty clear. But anyway, he was really nice, and the Futurama thing was incredible.
Yeah, and if you missed it, you can watch it on Nerdist.
Yeah, it's on the Nerdist channel. Yeah. It turned out really well. I was very proud of the.
Well, when you get a stage manager like Andy Cantola.
Andy Cantola. We got a lot of G4 staffers. And Carrie, who directed a lot and who's now directing Talking Bad.
Talking Bad.
And then Seth Lederman, our head of production, they just did, and the YouTube space in Playa Rey, like everyone, it was a fucking fun, great,
that's
nice
a good space.
Event. It's YouTube a really great space. It's far, but it's great.
No, you know what? It's not as far as you think it is when you like because it's
use
like
that 91.
It's like going to Century City. You know, it's just there.
Use that 91.
Yeah. I take 91.
You get that 105, 405, 91. Fuck it.
They don't even do it on SNL anymore.
What?
The Californians.
We can do it in life.
And SNL's not on right now.
Yeah.
Well, it's about to come back.
It's Jonah Night Live right now.
Also, listen, the 91, I'm a big fan of it.
Yeah, that's great.
If you're going
like
out to Marina Del Rey,
well,
yeah. Sure.
And I wasn't doing a California.
The 60s good.
The 60s great. The 57 to the, if you're going out.
Explain why, though, we throw the article on these highways.
That's how it is, right?
But. Back east in Massachusetts.
Here we go.
I'm just letting you know how proper people do it.
I got two words for you. And shh.
Those aren't even words, Jonah. That's just onomatopoeia. You know, we just say 495, 93. Route 3. South. To
well,
Burlington.
You know, we're using.
I don't like it.
We like to put articles on
but
things.
But it's interesting how well I've adapted to that. My brain adapts to that just fine. But then when I go back home, I will say take Route 3. I don't say
take the Route 3.
Take the 3.
Yeah,
it's weird.
Well, Route is basically the.
Well, Route 3.
That's
is
the qualifier.
Route 3 is the only one that gets a thing in front of it.
Okay.
Yeah. 495. Say take 495 to 93, you know, and then hop on 95 if you want to.
I would say the 495.
Yeah, you'd be wrong.
Take a 495.
Listen. I'm just previewing the first half of my act when I open for Chris.
You can talk about kitchen frogs, man.
Oh wow. Callback.
I remember last like when we were doing that podcast because we didn't do stand up before that. What town was that?
No, we did stand up before the Boston podcast.
No, not the Boston podcast. The other one,
Chicago?
In Massachusetts. The other one in Massachusetts. It was a small town.
Oh,
we had to fly into
New
Hampshire.
Yes, where was it? Yes, we did the small
Iron Horse.
Rock Club, the Iron Horse.
The Iron Horse. But what was the town called?
That was in Maryland, I think.
No, that was
in
Massachusetts.
Massachusetts. But we flew into
very
New
close
Hampshire,
to Connecticut.
Oh, we flew into
Connecticut.
Baltimore.
No, we didn't fly into Baltimore. You might have flown into Baltimore. Jonah and I were on the same plane, and I think we didn't fly into Logan. Yeah. We flew to New Hampshire,
Connecticut.
I think we flew in Connecticut.
That's what I was trying to get.
Hartford or maybe
Hartford.
Northampton.
Northampton.
Northampton. I'm sorry,
Northampton.
Northampton,
Mass.
Northampton. Yeah. Anyway, I just went to Boston. I came back. I got to sit on the Green Monster at the Red Sox game. Which was,
did it eat you?
What
it
is didn't. That? What's a Green Monster? What? Why do you seem upset that I would not know that?
When he gets stoned.
Does Jonah know it?
It's a huge wall at the baseball field where it's like impossible to get a home run over. But you know who did it? The Babe.
Did he do it?
Goodman hit a home run
right?
That's true.
Over that Green Monster.
He was a really good baseball player.
Exactly.
And then he got that Roseanne job.
John Goodman was a very good Babe Ruth. I enjoyed him.
Yeah, he was great.
Yeah. I liked the guy, too, in the Sandlot. That comes. Remember the Sandlot when the kid dreams of the Babe. Anyway.
Oh yeah, that guy. He's been in a bunch. He's like a character actor.
A bunch
guy.
Of stuff. Yeah. He's the one armed guy in Arrested Development.
Yes.
So the Green Monster is the giant wall.
The Green Monster is a 38-foot wall in left field that goes straight up. Because
why
it's
is it?
Built, it's built adjacent to the street.
Okay.
So what they did was they just we can't fit seats there, so we'll just and it didn't have seats until 2006. I think, or 2003, they were like, let's put seats on top of the wall. So they did it. It's a hard ticket to come by because there's not a lot of seats up there, but it was the first time I sat up there.
How'd you pull
really
it off?
Cool. StubHub.
Oh, nice.
This podcast brought to you by StubHub.
Mm. It's not.
Oh. Well, it could be. We could all get tickets to the Green Monster.
Can you imagine me coming on an intro and being like, this podcast is brought to you by StubHub? And people
you could get...
Well, no, StubHub is like
tickets
any
to
tickets.
Radiohead.
It's any tickets.
You could say that.
All right.
It's a really good company.
You'd be like, hey, if you need a ticket to a sold-out Nerdist show, go to StubHub.
It's legalized scalping.
But no, that was really, it was really, really fun to sit up there and sort of look down. They lost the game, but I bought second base from the game. You can buy the base.
What?
I claimed it.
It sounds like a real low-stakes prostitute. I bought second base from her.
Yeah. I just squeezed a boob and I was like,
"Dibs on hand job."
Thank you. At the pro shop, they sell everything now. So like, you can buy game used balls, game used They even have the pitching rubber that was, you know, there for a few months. But you can buy these things. And I walked in and I was like, oh, can I buy base from today's game? And they're like, yeah, you just reserve it. And I was like, can I get first base? Reserved. I was like, I'll take second. So I got second base. And they're shipping it out to me.
You got to second base with Fenway Park?
I got to second base. Not a lot of the Red Sox did. They lost 3-0. But it was pretty cool.
Not the Sox.
The Sox. They lost two.
We just say Sox where I'm from.
Oh, do you? Well, then how do you know if you're talking about the White Sox or the Red Sox?
We just know. I say Route 3 and Sox.
Yeah, like the White Sox would be the Sox. What's up with this guy?
I don't even know this fucking guy talking about. Those aren't even Sox. Those are ridiculous. Those are like stockings.
What are you talking about?
Those are like thigh highs.
Yeah. You guys,
hey, go eat your sausage, Jody Maroney.
Seriously.
What's up with this guy thinking the White Sox?
Jody Maroney sausages.
Now you're just trying to get into Ray Donovan's old game.
Oh! He didn't really have a game.
I have not watched Ray Donovan yet. I just caught up on season 3 of Game of Thrones, which was
cool.
I mean, I really like the show, and it's
fake
fucking
nerd. Why
little
didn't you watch it when it came out?
I thought you were a nerd, man. You didn't watch. You didn't read the Game of Thrones scripts when they were being written. You didn't stand behind George R. R. Martin when he was developing the teleplay. You're not a nerd.
The teleplay. That's a word we're not using enough anymore.
Yeah, teleplay is good.
I went back and started watching the old, the original Twilight Zone series at night.
Oh, that's plenty of teleplays for you.
Plenty of teleplays.
Oh, yeah, you'll see some hits and misses.
Oh, you'll see a lot of misses.
Every episode.
A lot of misses. Sometimes moral tales where you're like, I don't know what I'm supposed to take away from that.
Yeah. So then
still groundbreaking.
So the monster got him?
I guess stay away from monsters?
I don't know. I guess stay away from monsters.
Yeah, stay away from monsters. I think that's what we can take away
from. The monster could have been America's own arrogance during the Cold War, or it could have been racism or inequality.
Am I never supposed to check into a Hollywood hotel when it's raining?
And the guy and the guy who's on the asteroid who gets a robot that he thinks is human means don't fuck robots.
I remember that one. I took
or robots, as they said back then.
Robots.
Don't fuck robots.
A robot.
Don't fuck robots. Brought to you by
Blanks,
the Ace Robot Company. Reminding you, don't fuck robots.
This podcast brought to you by robots.
Robots.
This just in. Trust robots.
Whoa. Hey, Jonah, I think you've been compromised.
Trust, and yet don't fuck robots.
Oh, you know what was on TV the other day that I watched? Invasion of the Body Snatchers, the 70s one.
Oh,
that's,
I realize.
Some good point in screen.
I've never seen it.
Really?
Yeah.
The Donald Sutherland version?
Yeah.
It's fucking awesome.
It's fucking creepy as shit.
Of course it is.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's really remarkable. You've not seen that movie.
Stuff slips through the cracks.
Yeah, yeah, sure.
And
yeah,
then you think you, and you know, the worst part is, thanks to the internet and the GIF-making machine that it is,
you assume
you know
it.
Exactly what's the fucking going to happen in the end.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. That's how I catch up on Mad Men. GIFs.
With GIFs, yeah.
And Mad Men is great. No robots, though. Could have used a robot. That's robot could have stopped that alien invasion.
That's speaking what World's End is for.
Guys,
that's right.
Robot Cop.
Robot Cop is back.
The new trailer. Did you see the trailer?
I haven't seen the trailer yet. There's also a trailer for a teaser trailer for the new Richard Iowade movie.
Oh, yeah, with the Eisenbergs.
Jesse Eisenberg.
And Jesse Eisenberg
in Richard Iowade's doubles. Or whatever it's called.
Look, I want to like Robot Cop.
Yeah.
I was a little underwhelmed by the premise that he becomes RoboCop by just walking out to the car and it blows up.
Yeah.
There was something that...
The fucking brutality of the way he becomes in the beginning is the best scene in the movie.
I mean, that's a really good...
Yeah, the dad from that 70s show steps on his
Kurtwood
arm
Smith.
And then shoots it off with a shotgun.
Yeah. Oh, does that... He taunts him.
He seemed more like the dad from Dead Poets Society in that scene.
Don't high-five that.
Why not?
Come on.
He also played Dave Matthews' dad in a season 3 episode of House.
Oh, right. I remember that episode.
Yeah, it's a good one. It's a good one. Dave's great.
Matt, two words. And...
Uh-oh.
That's my favorite.
Old two words Jonah today.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I don't want to pee at Jonah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Two words. First sound effect. Meow, meow. Second sound effect. Meow.
Yeah, I guess that's the third beat then, isn't it, Chris?
Uh-oh.
Guess you can't do
Scott
a runner of your
it.
Own joke.
Scott
you got to wait for Chris to jump on that
Scott
train until you could approve it.
Wait, you're turning on me now, Matt? I don't understand. I was supporting you a second ago.
Hey, before I do Scott another one of these jokes, I'm going to have to run into the letter at Hardwick and see if it was going to get shit on.
Hey, guys.
Where's our Hardwick? Whoa, you can't do that.
What, guys?
You can't.
No.
Imposter. How dare you?
I'm Kevin Gatto.
Kevin's been dead for years.
I wanted you to think that.
Oh, no.
Yes.
Boys, your father is home.
Oh, father!
Hide the cocaine. It's in the back.
Where is it? I put it in the front.
No. That's not where cocaine
goes. What did I tell you about touching my cocaine?
You're watching The Gutters, brought to you by the Acme Robot Company. The Gutters are robots.
Let's never do
that's
that
what
again.
They, that's what they determine.
Why? You don't like The Gutters?
It's really hard to do.
It is, isn't
you
it?
You lose your breath very quickly.
Oh, no.
Honey, I'm home. It's Mom.
Mom.
Everyone's got the...
Hello.
Let's have Katie try to do it.
Hello, boys.
Come on, be Mom Gutter.
I love a mic.
You fucking find a mic. You can
put on four.
Oh, Mama.
Here comes Mom, everyone.
Boys, your mother's got something to say.
I have no idea how you'd even
just Mom, you don't sound like yourself.
You have to go as deep as you can and just almost sound British.
Hello, boys.
That's the best I can do.
It was perfect.
Oh, dear.
There she goes again.
Hello, boys.
Your mother always wanted a daughter.
Oh, she has one, and here she is. Claire Gutter.
Oh. Guys, I'm really glad we're having fun. It's good.
Jesus.
I didn't think Jonah hates on purpose.
He hates it when you call it out. He hates it when you call it out.
Don't call it out! Don't call it out! That's what's fucking what's wrong with this society. Isn't this a nice moment? Let's fucking get a picture of it. Hold on, let's get a video. Let's comment on the now. Let's
this is the guy with the active Instagram account. What are you talking about?
What are you talking about? I post those pictures after I'm done.
He does it to support his Tumblr.
That's very true. I'm slipping in the Tumblr. My Tumblarity's down.
I'm giving him a plus K in Tumblr.
Yeah, I also liked how fucking how Web 2.0 speak uses. It's like this guy with the active Tumblr, the active Instagram feed.
You're giving me all the feels, Tumblr.
Oh, fuck that. We can all agree on that.
Oh, my God.
How many notes on that post?
Did you get a lot of notes?
Yeah, a lot of notes on that?
Speaking of all the feels, check this shit out.
Breaking news.
Boys, I have some news.
What? Oh, God damn it.
Mom! Katie's not even paying attention. What are you looking up on the internet right now? That's
Bruce Gutter.
I'm trying a new thing. It's called heroin.
Bruce, you're supposed to never touch that stuff.
It gets you real high.
Where's the heroin, Bruce?
It's on the side.
Oh!
It's right over here.
I just have it in my body.
I'm keeping it in my blood.
That was Vincent Price.
I'm keeping it in my blood. Tonight, Bruce Gutter has a very interesting tale of heroin and cocaine, which he stores in the back.
It's called a speedball.
I'm listening.
I never knew what a speedball was. That's good to know.
That's a speedball, right? Come on, Simi Valley.
I'm surprised Lowell doesn't know that. I'm sorry, guys. I just didn't pay enough attention.
No, they're purists about their crack. Yeah. Breaking news.
Oh, here's breaking news. Okay, so.
Talking Bad's coming back for a second season.
This isn't... We're just going to talk about all the episodes leading up to the final season. This isn't really going to mean anything to anyone because this is only something that freaks me out because it's my family.
Oh boy.
And I know what the
family meeting boys.
I know what the dynamics of my family were before, but my parents I went to Memphis.
Mhm.
And my mom came with me, and
parents
hung
out.
Whoa!
Yeah, I saw the Ghost of Elvis on Union Ave.
Following him up to the Kiss Grizzly.
Remember when you guys showed me that song for the first time?
That
we were driving
so,
to Colorado, and like you're like, "Hey, walking to Memphis." I was like, "What is this?" But hold on, that's crazy. When was the last time they saw each other?
She said, "Tell me, are you a Christian child?" I said, "Ma'am, I'm a secular humanist tonight." I updated the song.
God, I love that song.
Okay, dropped like a very emotional first time ever being that personal on the Hill podcast.
I didn't like it.
No, I think it was pretty personal when he had his dad on.
That was pretty personal. Yeah. So here's what happened.
Hang on. They fuck?
Oh shit, they fuck? No, you coming there?
No.
You gonna have a baby brother?
No, oh fuck.
No.
Oh,
a full baby brother.
All right.
You got a full baby brother.
All right, so that's a perfect segue. We went to bury my baby brother. Which is the truth.
Okay.
My mother...
Wait, I'm sorry. That's terrible.
I know. That's why your segue was awesome and awful at the same time. My mother had a premature birth. A year or so after I was born, and with today's technology, it would have been saved. It was, I don't know, not six or seven months premature. It was born. It was like 6 months or 7 months, and so this brother Joseph, which they named it, he only survived a couple of days, was buried in Louisville, Kentucky. None of us live in Louisville anymore. That's where I was born.
Yeah.
That's where, you know, we moved away when I was really, really young, and I grew up in Memphis. But so my dad calls me up earlier this year and says, "Hey, I have a family plot in Memphis now. Do you think your mom would be cool with relocating your brother to Memphis so I can have it here at the family plot?" Because none of us go, we just don't go to Louisville.
Right.
Yeah.
And so I was like, okay, I'll ask her. So, I talked to my mom, and, you know, this is a very emotional thing for her because she was in intensive care when it happened. And so they basically just had a service without her. She wasn't even at the service. So she never really got that experience. So, then what happens is my parents start texting each other, which you have to understand is very weird.
Just a T in front of that? There's no
there
S?
Was. They were not sexting each other.
Okay. Yes.
They were not sexting each other, no. So I have a stepmom. I have a bonus mom, Rebecca. Mm-hmm. So my parents have not spoken since 1988. So this is very weird for me because in my brain – oh, my parents will never talk again. And it never really bothered me. It was just like, oh, they're separate entities.
They didn't talk to each other, even in regards to what's going on with you?
They have not spoken since 1988.
But in 88, he was an adult. Almost.
The last time my parents spoke, I had a really bad sinus infection, and I had to have surgery. So my dad came out and stayed with myself and my mom and my stepfather. And so, but that was the last time they spoke.
She called it the lost weekend.
It was not the lost weekend. And so they just, you know, I don't know, for whatever reason, they just sort of, there was just a wedge between them and they didn't speak. And that's just how it was. And so now they start texting each other and talking and having conversations. And they're being really cool and really civil. And all my memories of my parents are pretty much just them fighting. Like, I don't really have a lot of memories of, and we were a family. And then I really can't think of maybe more than like one example where my parents weren't just eviscerating each other.
Yeah, no, we could tell that because you're not in your 40s and not married.
Yeah. Why am I laughing at truth? So did you high five that?
No.
That sounded like a high five.
It wasn't. It was just it was a fly and we had to get it at the same time.
It flew between us and we got it.
Yeah.
It's not, you can't find the body. It's
like a never ending story. The fly shouldn't have flown between
us. So it was a high
giants.
Five? It was a high five.
I'll
give it to you.
So the parents, I don't have any memories of them really getting along. And so we go to Memphis to have this service. My dad drives to Louisville. He picks up, they exhume the coffin. He puts it in his car and drives it back to Memphis. Thankfully, it didn't get pulled over.
It is cheaper than having a funeral home do it.
And so and then we go and just like all of a sudden, out of nowhere, my parents are just hanging out. Which is very odd because it feels very foreign to me,
yeah,
but strangely familiar at the same time.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah.
Because they just – and it's like, have you ever hung out with someone that you haven't seen in a long time or maybe an ex or whatever, and then just immediately you're just back into the
yeah.
– and so they're, you know, hanging out and kind of harassing each other and talking – like it was so odd to be reminiscing about things with my parents as a unit when I never thought they would ever – I mean I had thought – if I get married, what am I going to do? Because I don't know if they are going to want to be around each other.
Now we know.
Now they will hang out. So they hung out. It was a very successful re-funeral.
Did Chloe go?
Chloe did not go because Chloe was working. And also, she was like, oh, you know, maybe this is just a family thing. Anyway, it was fine. She was working.
Yeah.
And so...
It seems really important to you. It just seems like she would... I wouldn't think too much of it.
You know, if I really felt like I wanted her to be there, I would have said, will you come?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And,
even though she clearly didn't want it. It's nothing you should really think about.
Well, that's weird. It seems like you're pointing out. Are they?
I don't feel that way. I just like doing that.
By this point, Chloe was at PAX.
Okay.
And I was not.
Priorities.
What? No, you're creating an issue where there's no issue. If I had needed her there, she would have been there.
I know,
but
it's so fun to create issues.
Oh, I know. Yeah. That's the Myra method.
Well, it's one of the many Myra methods.
But she said,
available
do you want...
this fall from HarperCollins.
It's not available from HarperCollins. she said, do you need me there? I'll totally not do this. I'll totally come. And I was like, no. Go do that. I'll go to Memphis for a couple days and meet you in Seattle for PAX. And so... But it was really nice. We had this service, basically, where they – I'd never really seen that happen before. The funerals that I've
done those.
Yeah. But it was amazing to me how fast it all happened. First, we had the service, and it was just the three of us. And then a friend of my – a guy who's a deacon who was bowled at the bowling center, my dad's bowling center forever, you know, since I was a kid. And there was a really nice service, and my parents, and we all kind of shared stuff. And but what was really fascinating about this thing is that – this basically this being that never really got to exist was ultimately his role in our lives, not to get too whatever about it.
Dog whispery.
But that's a good way to put it. But this entity, this being, essentially brought my family back together, and that was his contribution to our lives. But I was really amazed at not to make too much light of it or gloss over it, but it was a beautiful experience, and my parents are now talking, which is very interesting. But I was also fascinated by how fast they put the coffin in the ground.
Yeah.
And then we went to lunch afterwards.
And it was done.
And we came back and it was like grass, the headstone, like everything.
Yeah. Because as soon as you walk out that cemetery, the grounds crew usually is watching, waiting.
Yeah.
And then when you leave, they immediately come over and do it.
Mr. Gopher, it's me, Mr. Squirrel. It's the groundskeeper.
Yeah.
Catch that.
Sure.
Yeah, that's right.
We're all going to get laid.
How does Bonus Mom feel about this?
She was great. She's really cool. Rebecca's awesome. But it was just a very nice family thing. Which, again, probably doesn't mean anything to anyone else, but for me, it completely changed. Like, this family dynamic that I thought was in place has now been completely changed, and it's really nice.
Your dad looks really good, though, I will say, because I saw you Instagrammed a photo of your dad.
Yeah, my dad's
and
just
I always
turned
pictured,
72.
I always pictured your dad to look like an older version of the dad from The Wonder Years.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
But he looks younger.
No, my dad looks really good, especially really for good. 72. Well, yeah. he had to have his gallbladder out.
Oh.
So that happened a few days before.
What does that do?
The gallbladder processes bile. I mean, it processes waste, basically.
But it helps with
it stores,
sugar and fat.
It breaks down fat. It breaks down fat.
Kiki had hers out in October.
So, yeah, so they took his out, and he had been sick for, like, 6 months and not really understanding why he was feeling awful all the time. And then, you know, they went in there, and they were like, oh, your gallbladder is a pile of sludge.
You don't need this anymore.
Yeah, so they took it out, and now he's doing great. But, yeah, my dad looks really good.
Yeah. Preview.
He doesn't seem 72.
That's what you're going to look like.
I hope so.
Great.
I hope so.
He'll probably be better because he won't be having beers every day.
It's true.
Yeah, but will he be happier?
No, that's the thing. He'll never be happy.
That's an option? No, I'm kidding. You know, my dad looks good. I'm looking at all the family members, like who kept their hair.
Looks good. Me and my brother went down. My parents, you know, they lived in Oceanside for a little bit when they first tried to live on the mainland, years back. And they have a storage space. So me and my brother drove down to Oceanside to pick up a piano that's in there that our grandmother gave us in 92. But like while we're in there, it's your entire childhood. It's all of the photo books.
Crazy,
all
right?
It's just all in this storage spot. Yeah. It made me like really, like it's like I don't even want to. I know those shows are a lot of fun, but like they got to be. They're like the amount of some of the ones they don't show must be incredibly sad.
Yeah, I don't want to. I always wondered, and I would love it if they would do it. Is like track down whoever the fuck's storage unit it was.
Yeah, if there's like something
see their
in
reaction
there.
Of them watching.
But if there's something in there, like it's, you know, just seeing this stuff, like my mom's, you know, jewelry that her grandmother gave her, like was in there. Like, it's like, what if something happened and it you know, it went to auction, and then someone just got to take all the all of our
memories.
Or if,
like, your parents, which is very easy, that could have happened. Your parents could have forgotten about it or changed, like, a credit card number or
something like that. I bought a photo album, like a really old photo album at a flea market probably like 15 years ago, and I can't...
And you've had a creepy feeling ever since?
I can't bring myself to throw it away because it's full of someone's memories and all of their travel pictures from like the 40s and 50s.
That's always so weird.
And I cannot, like, it's all these beautiful pictures of them, like, going to Italy or going to Yosemite and going. And
so these people had money.
Well, they must have. Well, they had enough to travel, and I don't know who any of them are, but I cannot. It's still sitting in a box. I cannot bring myself to throw it away because I just feel like this is the only. I don't know anything about these people. They could all be.
Here's the deal. Now that you have 2 million Twitter followers, almost, why don't you tweet out a picture and go, does anybody recognize anybody?
Hey, that's not a bad idea.
Yeah.
That's a really good idea.
Yeah. And sort of like find it. Somebody. Or just post it on Reddit, too. I mean, I'm sure somebody out there is going to be like, that's my grandfather. And then you'll find the person.
Oh, my God. That's a genius idea.
Yeah.
I'm impressed.
Yeah.
Sorry. There we go.
What?
That's my one for the year.
Shit.
Yeah, it is.
It's fall.
It's a fall.
Oh, well, that's the
Wait, is it a calendar year or does it go like.
It's the Myra year.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, yeah. Have you seen the Myron calendar?
Oh, you're right. That is just about wrapped up. Been nice knowing you all. You're all gonna die.
Oh shit.
But yeah, it was interesting to go through like old pictures. I found a bunch of old. I got some good TBTs coming up, guys, for the gram.
I'm looking forward to it.
And then I found like my dad's high school like senior photo portrait, and I took a picture of
Who's
it.
Who's he look like?
I'll show it to you guys, even though that's not good. That's not good podcasting, but like it's, you know, I showed it to.
There was a visual element on this audio podcast.
That's him.
Hey, he's a handsome fella.
Yeah, and
He looks like.
I think
he looks more like you than Adam.
Yeah,
that's what I've decided.
Yeah,
I've officially decided that.
Oh, look, yeah, there's the eyebrows. I see the Jonah Ray eyebrows. Oh, yeah, I see it. Although, he looks kind of athletic in this picture. Like, he kind of has, like, a football neck.
Yeah, he was a football player.
Oh, there you go. Well, that explains that.
He has a football neck.
He's got a football neck, which is the, you know, it's like the...
I'm well aware of my traps. Thanks.
You know, and I showed it to Deanna, who's only ever seen him as he is now. And, you know, there's something my dad says a lot when he talks about, you know, drinking drugs and partying and stuff like that. He's like, it wreaks havoc on your... Like, he... You guys saw him at my wedding.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, he doesn't look anything like that. It's like, and it's from just parting.
But that picture is probably what, 45 years old?
But like, you can keep it together if you live healthy.
Yeah.
Who was the guy who played Worf? What was his name again?
Michael Dorn.
Dorn.
Remember, how old was he? He was like 50.
He's in his 50s.
And he looked like a guy in his mid 30s.
Yeah.
Because he's vegan and straight, and, you know.
That's true. That's true. Wait, what?
What is being. Not homosexual had
no,
to do with
straight, it. Like straight edge.
Oh, like straight edge.
Yeah,
oh,
he's straight.
Right,
he don't
right,
drink.
Right, right.
He's straight. He don't drink. I'm imagining your scene.
He's
you on the corner talking to other teenagers.
He's straight. He don't drink.
That's me. I'm going to be in a flashback on Ray Donovan.
You mean he doesn't partake? You mean he's a straight? He's a straight.
We have to get
straight
you to
narrow.
That audition.
Yeah, straight and narrow. Exactly. I've been tweeting out to @show_RayDonovan, trying to get them to I'm trying to get people to rally to get me on the show.
Oh, is there what's the hashtag for this?
I don't
Jonah Ray Donovan.
Jonah on Ray Donovan.
Yeah, I think maybe just #JonahRayDonovan would be a good way to go about it.
Are you trying to use our audience to get you on Ray Donovan?
What's that?
It sounds like
I figured, you know, it'd be fun to do.
I tried that for House.
Oh, that's right.
Didn't work, but our audience wasn't big enough then.
Do you know what happened though? The next season, there was a character on the show whose last name was Hardwick.
Oh, yeah?
Kind of coincidental.
Okay.
I'm going to go ahead and take credit for that thing that's obviously not has anything to do with me.
I liked House a lot.
I believe he was a gay porn star. I think that he was a gay porn star that had a...
That would be the perfect name.
That had an affliction that House couldn't identify, and then the last minute he had this weird...
last epiphany. Minute they decided it was AIDS, and they should shut down production of all porn. Still.
Yeah. Nope.
This is what I tweeted, and I got a pretty good response. RT to get @show_RayDonovan superfan @JonahRay on an episode on an episode. Hashtag Jonah Ray Donovan. Hashtag Missing Donovan Brother. Hashtag Boston Accent. Hashtag Dono Fans Unite.
That is a lot of hashtags.
Yes, well, I think yeah. that's why it needs to be retweeted right now.
Yep, go for it.
So maybe we should get Liev Schreiber on the show, and then you can plead your case to him.
I can. What's wrong with you, Ray? That's the wife.
I'm going to start drinking hashtag Jameson now. Here you go. He tweets, only two more days till @show_RayDonovan. I'm going to start drinking hashtag Jameson now.
Wow.
It's so much fun. It's so much fun. And every, like, the past two episodes, I talk about how I'm like fucking can't wait for it. And then the next morning, I last night, I said, me and my friends... shit. I want to get it right.
Get it right, Jonah Ray Donovan.
Sorry.
What's the story?
Oh, yeah. So, like, yeah, the night before was hashtag here we go. Soon the return of Show Ray Donovan after a 2-week hiatus. Hashtag we are back, baby. Get your hashtag beat bets and sip hashtag Jameson. Dono fans unite. No. And then the next morning. And then the
unite.
Next morning. It was hashtag fight night on @showraydonovan, so my boys boxed in preparation. I got knocked out, woke up to no TV or dog. Can someone give me a recap?
Now, let me ask you, because again, my fascination with your fascination with this show is like, it seems like you hate love it.
No, I like it a lot. It's very watchable. The performances are great.
He likes it enough, but it's not popular enough that everyone likes it, and I think because of this reason... Jonah not only enjoys telling people it's a good show, but it's just a funny reference point.
The reference point. I do enjoy the show. The reference point is very funny because we're in a time right now where, you know, it's like the only way shows are popular is if they have two seasons on DVD behind them, or they came from a separate entity, such as Walking Dead or Game of Thrones. It's like you need all the stuff for a show to become a hit now.
House of Cards? That came out of nowhere.
But that was Netflix
it?
Shit. That's,
yeah, doesn't count. Doesn't count. Doesn't count, bro.
You want to know my problem with the like Netflix?
I do.
Yeah. Here's what they're doing. House of Cards, Orange is the New Black. Those are great shows. Great shows. But they put them all out at once, therefore ruining any kind of conversation anybody can have with them until everyone's sure everyone's done. Mm-hmm. But that could happen maybe 2 weeks later, and then the conversation happens for about a week.
Yeah, couldn't have an after show for those. I mean, that's just criminal.
But well, that's kind of the idea. It's ruining the, you know, the culture of shows. You know, you can't.
Jonah's a big supporter of water cooler talk.
Yeah. I am. You know, that's I grew up. Not to say like I grew up doing it. They should still have it the same way.
Oh, you're gonna say I grew up near a water cooler.
I grew up near a water cooler called the Pacific fucking Ocean.
Fucking ocean.
That is very cool water. Yeah, it's not. It's very tepid. There's a lot of magma coming out of it.
Magma.
But that's hot. I don't like. You know, I think about the amount of time people would still be talking about Orange is the New Black if they were coming out once a week. Just put them out once a week.
Yeah.
Everyone could be on the same page. Everyone could be making memes and fucking bullshit.
No, they wouldn't. They wouldn't.
They wouldn't.
No, people don't. Listen, I'm in your camp because of the way that I've watched the new Breaking Bads and the new Walking Deads. I like waiting week to week because it gives me something to look forward to.
Yeah.
But for most people, they just...
Yeah, I think part of the popularity might be...
Our attentions are being so tugged in so many different directions that most of the time... People have room for like one show that they will watch week to week, and if it's not that one show, they're just like, I'll just watch it later because they just get impatient. Like people just want convenience, and they can't. And you need to binge watch so that people can burn through their attention supply.
But we'd still be talking about Lilyhammer, guys.
Think about that. Like people would still be talking about the show right now, but they're not.
But it might not have drummed up enough. I mean, the thing with Netflix is that they're trying to get people over there to watch original programming. And once a week online, I mean, we found this out on the YouTube channel that weekly shows can be challenging because people just like the next week, their attention's just pulled somewhere else.
Yeah, so now we just throw them all up at
we just throw a bunch of stuff up at once. And people, you know, people digitally, at least online, tend to watch things that
way. Go watch Grammar Slam with CM Punk on the Your Nerdist YouTube channel.
I'm just thinking it's ruining the culture of TV shows.
Yes, there's definitely there's a paradigm
definitely
shift.
Changing it. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's ruining it.
It's changing.
It's changing. I like.
We're gonna have to adapt, Jonah. We're not young.
You know
anymore.
What I like? I like that starting today and until Sunday afternoon, I can have conversations with people about like, what do you think is gonna happen on Breaking Bad?
Right.
No, there's only one place to have conversations about that.
Talking about.
Well, that... Ray Donafap.
Is that people who jerk off to Ray Donovan?
Yeah.
It's not hard. I mean, he's very handsome.
He is.
I equated the internet the other day. Mostly,
what did it come out to? 42.
Yep, it's 42. Number's 42. All right, that was bad. And we kind of missed and knocked over.
There's not always a fly there, you know.
Yeah. Someone said something like, most people online are very nice to me, very nice. There's only a handful of people that go out of their way to be rude, but someone said...
Those are the ones you focus on. Keep going.
Well, because someone said, I get this a lot where people go, why are people so shitty to you on the internet? And I said, well, I don't take it personally anymore because I don't think the amount of anger and vitriol that would be directed at a person or an entity that is a non-violent, you know, like where you could just... look at a band or a show or a person and go, I just want to fucking get a fuck, you know. Like, that is essentially, that is the sum total of the frustration in their life that's just being triggered by one thing that they normally would be like, man, I don't really care for that thing.
Yeah.
But that's just the hair trigger that just makes it all explode. And then it occurred to me that the internet is essentially the pink slime that runs under New York in Ghostbusters 2. That it's like the rain gutter. Sorry, Bruce. The rain gutter of hatred and frustration that happens in the rest of people's
someone
day.
Someone call me. I'm Bruce's cousin, Rain.
Rain gutter. That it's a sum total of...
He became a pop singer in the 80s. So. R&B. I think he worked with Jimmy Jam.
All right, when you say it was R&B, I thought it was more new age, but that's okay.
You were dealing with that new jack swing.
When I found the beat machine, I just had to use it.
Are you just jealous, Bruce, because Rain pursued his musical career?
I just sampled him right now. I just sampled him.
You just sampled Bruce?
Yeah.
So that's why he's upset with you, is that you sampled your brother and became successful off his talent.
It's all in the gutter family.
He samples my voice, and I let him sample my cocaine.
Which is where?
In the back.
Which was the name of his album.
That's right. In the back of Rain Gutter.
Is that Elvis?
A little bit. He's a pop star.
Oh, okay. Good. There's a backstory.
He's like Bruno Mars. He idolized
Elvis. Good, so there's a backstory. That's a real like Seinfeld commentary in an episode. Well, this is going to go great.
Got yourself a backstory? I don't remember what I was saying a second ago.
The internet being the pink slime.
Yeah. It is the pink slime. It is a collection plate for all of the hate that happens the rest of people's lives. That's where they come and spew it out. So in a sense, it does them kind of a good service because they are relieving that tension online as opposed to punching people in the
Reddit
face.
So is Reddit Peter McNichol?
And it is Vigo.
You're like the buzzing of flies.
That's Jackie Wilson.
You will bow to him. Is there going to be a Ghostbusters 3?
I will watch it if it comes out.
Yeah, I'll watch it if it comes out.
Yeah.
What was the thing everyone wanted? Everyone kept on tweeting at us. What are you going to say about Ben Affleck as Batman?
I've already said my piece about it. I think I'm into it.
I'm
I'll
into
watch
it, too.
It.
Okay. I'm really trying to adopt an attitude of I will judge things once I see them. Yeah. Like when people are like, this is going to be like, you don't know anything. You don't fucking know anything.
Yeah.
It could be great. Could be terrible. Could be great.
To bring it full circle back to RoboCop. That's sort of where I'm at with that. Like, it does not change my experience as a kid, and throughout my sort of adult life with RoboCop. It's one of my favorite movies. I love RoboCop, and it's always going to be there for me.
Yeah, people think that remakes are a time travel that will go back
and
ruin and fuck up your entire...
What did you do? You can't make him con.
No, you won't let me forget. I won't forget about it.
I mean, I get that. That's kind of irritating. People like, it's going to ruin. Like, it's avoidable. Like, you know, people sound like fucking petulant children when they say, like, this thing's going to ruin that whole thing before. It's like, no, it's not, because you don't have to watch it. Yeah. It's not going to ruin anything. And even if you watch it and it's terrible, then it makes you appreciate the other one even more, so it can't ruin it.
You know, those other things are already done. Time has progressed as it does.
And when we make new RoboCop, we're going to burn all of the videos of old RoboCop. You'll never be able to see it again.
Yeah. Fahrenheit 450.
So I think we need to start a movement to be atypical internet people, which is A, not judge things until we see them. B.
But what about the hits, Chris? What about the clicks? What about the views?
Not judge things until we see them.
No, like, and also... comment as yourself, not anonymously. Comment as yourself. I know we do. Comment
as
yourself.
I, Chris Hardwick, decree these internet rules to be A.
Let's get rid of the worse than Hitlerisms.
I don't know. I did like that joke in Jonah's special.
No. Mine was actually a play on the joke.
Yeah. But we're just going to get rid of all worse than Hitler's?
No, because your joke. I said. That's like if Hitler.
That's true.
Dot, dot, dot.
Yeah.
Let's keep Hitler.
Shut up, Matt. You're worse than Hitler. Damn it. I'm sorry.
All right. Let's keep Hitler. We'll get rid of Mussolini.
BJ Novak used to have a very funny joke where he's like, you know what I think we need? A new Hitler. No. Let me finish. Not a Hitler that's going to make our schools better. A Hitler that's going to work on the infrastructure, make it so we have good roads and good health. And if he has some ideas about this growing Jewish problem, I think we should hear him out.
I haven't seen Novak do stand-up in so long. Yeah. Does he still do it anymore?
Yeah, I was texting with him a couple weeks ago. He said he wanted to come by and do a set at the Meltdown.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. I mean, he was fucking one of the best joke writers.
He still is.
You guys went to see Mr. Show together at UCLA in 2002.
We did.
Wow. I sat right behind you.
Yes, you did.
Then your pen dropped, and I said, "Oh, your pen dropped," and you didn't pay attention.
How dare you speak to me?
And then your girlfriend's like, "Oh, he said your pen dropped," and you're like, "Oh yeah, my lucky pen." And then
did I say that?
Yes, you did. You were a complete cock.
Way to be the internet. Way to be the internet.
I'm not that way anymore.
You can't blame.
I don't think I said it that way. I think I was. Because
it was a shitty Bic pen, and it's like, what does it matter? I'm Chris fucking Hardwick. I can buy a new Bic pen.
No, I think you're remembering that. I think it's more likely, just knowing me, that I was like, oh, my lucky pen. Like, I think it was.
Sound like that.
You did a little Irish inflection on that, too.
My lucky pen.
Oh,
my lucky pen.
No. The entire sentence sounded like.
I don't think that's true.
Who are you dating at that time?
And probably Andrea.
Yeah, it was Andrew.
But maybe I was drunk, so that was a time when I probably could have been very drunk.
I saw them in Boston.
I already knew you at that point.
That was right before we met.
No, it wouldn't have been.
Wouldn't have been?
Mm-mm.
It was September 2002.
That they played at UCLA?
Yeah, that was the tour. The tour was like August, September.
Yeah, that's right when I started the month before that.
I feel like I've known you longer than that.
No, that's when we met.
Looks like you guys need to work this out together.
I promise you I was joking around with you.
You didn't even turn around and look at me.
You can't joke around with a stranger.
You didn't even look at me.
Jonah, we were at a show.
No, I was sitting behind you. We just had tickets near each other.
Yeah, but why would I turn around and have a conversation with you if we were at a show?
That doesn't sound like a conversation. It just sounds like an insult.
No, it was before the show started.
Why have you never mentioned this to me before?
You know what? To be honest, I just remembered it because I was talking to my friend Catherine, who I went to the show with. And she's like, remember? Because I think we were talking about something, and then The Office. She's like, yeah, I'm watching a bunch of American Office episodes. Remember that guy? Remember that time we saw that guy, BJ, with Chris Hardwick at the Mr. Show show? And I was like, oh, yeah. And she was like, and then, like, you tried to give him his pen back. And I was like, oh, my God. it was a flood of memories.
It's like when you remember you were an altar boy, and then... Never mind.
God save Bunchy.
I still can't believe I don't.
I've clapped
that
a lot.
I was probably just being overly sensitive, and yeah.
I think that you guys were both valid.
Maybe.
Yeah, way to go out on a branch there. Huh?
I'll
takes a lot for me to go on a branch.
I'll make it up to you.
Oh, someone's getting pens for Christmas.
What about? What about?
Yeah.
Almost like. 9 years after that, you put me on a podcast you're about to start.
I don't don't know.
No. It'll work out for you.
So we're talking future past right now?
Yes.
Okay.
Days of.
Because this podcast, it's been going on for almost 4 years without you, so you want me to go back in time and put you on it?
Is that how you're going to pay me back?
Make you feel better about the pen thing?
Is it worth it?
Because I can't go back far enough to change my reaction about the pen, but I can go 4 years back and put you on the podcast.
You know, I don't really listen to podcasts. I mean, is it worth being on the show?
Yeah, it'd probably do okay for you. You'd be able to release... you should probably, in the future past, release some album, some vinyl comedy.
It's a good idea.
You could bring that back.
Good idea.
Wait till you see Ray Donovan. I am so excited for the things you will get to experience.
Ray Donovan, I'm already sold.
See, this is the time loop, and this is where our brains can break, because maybe there's been a podcast for 4 years that you weren't on, but I just said I would go back and put you on it, and then that places you on the podcast this entire time.
Oh, fuck!
Get your ass to Mars.
I like time loops.
Matt Myra, that should be your Twitter bio.
I like time loops.
Do you want to hear me and Matt singing the Frasier theme song drunk at a bar?
I don't even know why you had to ask.
I don't even remember. What was this from Montreal?
Yeah, I took a picture of when was Montreal?
July?
Was it after July 4th?
It was after July 4th.
Right after Comic Con, the weekend.
It was the end of July.
Okay. Oh, here we go. Save that.
Oh, baby, I hear the blues are calling. Toss salad and scrambled eggs. Oh, have mercy.
I don't like the blues.
Baby, but I got you, babe.
Ooh, we did that on time. That was great.
You guys sound like Mad Men era rummies.
Blues are calling.
Well, that's a loud bar. Mercy!
That's what we're like when Comedy Central's plying us with alcohol.
No, that was even that night.
It was, we're paying for that.
Yeah, because it sounded like Joel Murray's character on Mad Men, Billy Rumson. Billy Rumson? Is that his name? Teddy Rumson?
Yeah, Teddy, right?
Rubskin.
Teddy Ruxpin.
Rubskin.
Rumson. Freddie Rumson. I think it's Freddie Rumson.
On Mad Men?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, Freddie.
Freddie Rumson.
Yeah, Freddie. He's on a first name basis with every character.
Madman.
We haven't done that on the show in a while.
What?
Mad Men?
The Mad Men theme song.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah, we did do that before.
Dexter. Dexter.
Breaking.
Let me guess, you're going to do a Walking Dead one next?
A Walking Dead. It seems like Chris secretly wrote lyrics to all of these so he can be credited as a co-writer to collect royalties.
Talking Dead, talk.
Dead. I went to
Doctor
Malibu.
Doctor Who.
In the most unsubscribes in podcast history.
Oh, I love the podcast news report. Ever since PNN came on, I've really been excited to hear about all the late breaking news stories in the podcast world. Thanks for my favorite pen.
I'm never going to let this down.
Who needs PodMass now?
Yeah. Chris, all you need to do is when I was drinking.
What?
You could just say, it was when I was drinking, and all is forgiven.
Really is like a nice
I know, but you're pinning me with something that is one side of the story that I don't even remember.
Oh, I think the story involved my friend actually telling me about it.
Well, I think another aspect of the story involves the fact that you don't remember.
Is it more fun to think that I was rude to you, or what if it was just like, oh,
I think a misconstrued joke. And I'm going to say
I think
that
it was
so
a misconstrued joke. I think that was, I think that's probably what it was.
I don't know.
I think that's probably what it was.
I feel like that's
all right. I mean,
Chris,
we can cut the whole thing out if you want.
Why would you cut that out?
How long have we been on?
7 hours.
Whoa, Jesus.
That is way too long for a hostful.
Ugh.
Fuck this.
God.
We had some good moments, though, Chris.
I don't know, Jonah.
Oh, this is my lucky show.
Now leaving Nerdist.com. Enjoy your burrito.
This episode is brought to you by the effortlessly scrumptious bite of Skinny Pop Popcorn. Imagine this: perfectly popped, endlessly delicious kernels, a symphony of just three simple ingredients: popcorn, sunflower oil, and a sprinkle of salt. No compromise, just pure snacking freedom. And hey, if you're up for a twist, dive into flavors like zesty white cheddar to sweet and salty kettle. Every bite's a delight, light and oh so tasty. Shop Skinny Pop now.